Welcome to the Fantastic Forecast, second annual Christmas special. I'm Dave Elliott, and I have a Yule log in my pants. Before I start, I want to let you know that you can download other episodes of this podcast to iTunes or find them all at www.podcastff.podbean.com. And if you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, about Santa Claus, about Christmas, about Hanukkah, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. In every episode of the Fantastic Forecast, I cover a different issue of the Fantastic Four, but not today. Today, it's a Christmas story, not from the Fantastic Four, but featuring a character from the FF. Why, it's Marvel Team Up, number one, from the Christmas of 1971. Spider-Man and the Human Torch in Have Yourself a Sandman Little Christmas by Roy Thomas and Ross Andrew. "'Tis the day before Christmas, and all along the sand, not a creature is stirring, save for the polar bear clan. The old weirdos, psychos, who can't get a grip, are ready to run into the ocean for an icy cold dip. Photographer Peter Parker is there on the shore. He's on assignment for the Daily Bugle, and this is his chore. He's just lost in thoughts and not taking any pics, and the polar bears hit the cold water for their winter time kicks. Suddenly, a woman shrieks. Something slithers to the land. It's some kind of snake or a tentacle made out of sand. She screams and she runs. She's filled up with fear. Whatever it is, she yells loudly, 'Let me out of here!' It slithers up the sand and changes shape on the shore. It's the Sandman, villain of Spidey and the Fantastic Four. People know who he is. 'It's the Sandman,' a lady does shout. Sandy replies, 'That's my name, sister. Don't wear it out.' Two policemen are nearby, and they rush into action. But Sandman won't be arrested. He won't give them that satisfaction. They try to snap handcuffs around his green sandy wrist, but the metal slides through, so they try using their fists. Sandy just laughs. To him, the cops are no trouble. And nearby, Peter changes to Spider-Man to help on the double. He arrives and finds Sandy tossing the cops around like rag dolls. This is a tough foe for Spidey, but he's got the balls. He swings on a web and knocks Sandman down. Sandy gets right back up, and then he goes to town, blasting Spidey with sand right in the head. He'd love to pummel Spidey until he is dead. Spidey dodges another blast, and during the brief reprieve, says that Sandy is the last person he'd like to spend time with here on Christmas Eve. 'Christmas Eve?' Sandman asks, like he didn't know. He says he doesn't have time for Spidey, 'cause he's gotta go. He escapes from a web and slithers away, leaving Spider-Man in a bind. This has ruined his day. He can't go on a date with his lovely girlfriend Gwen until he finds Sandman and the cops lock him up in the pen. So he figures he needs help from another of Sandy's foes, so he swings to the Baxter Building to find one of his bros. He finds Johnny Storm, wearing an outfit that would make Joan Rivers cry, green circles on his shirt, purple vest, and a short, fat blue tie. Johnny says he's busy. He's got girl problems to work out. But Spidey says that Sandman is free, and he's running all about. Ah, Sandman, of course. Johnny better help more than a smidge. He recalls that Sandman once held a home near the George Washington Bridge. So Spidey has a hunch. They must leave with no delay. They hop in the Fantastic Car and head out that way. They fly over Rockefeller Plaza and the big Christmas tree, and they have to hurry because Sandman can't allow to be free. They fly over the bridge to the New Jersey side. Seems like the kind of tough, run-down place where Sandman would reside. They fly over the town and look down below and see two thieves robbing a chick with a giant afro. So they slow down for a minute, and Spidey climbs under the craft It's time for him to fight a little street crime like a red and blue shaft. He webs up the crooks, and they know they've been nailed. And Spidey says that it's time for these two men to be jailed. The woman, however, is feeling generous on this day. No need to call the police and lock them away. So Spidey agrees. He'll let them go free. And later that night, they might rob and kill that chick's uncle just for irony. The lady thanks Spidey and his friend in the flying bathtub, and she heads home to her family or a 70s sex club. So Spidey hops back in with Johnny, and they continue their search. Johnny tells Spidey to sit down because the fantastic car is starting to lurch. But down on the ground, once more they see danger. And so this time the Human Torch flames on and flies down to help a stranger. There's a truck out of control, sliding on ice. If it smashes into a car or a house, that would not be nice. So Johnny flies down, creating these fires, melting the ice to help the truck's tires, clearing some places for the trucker to use his brakes, stopping in time, for goodness sakes. The trucker is relieved. He was starting to sweat. He came a few feet short of hitting a very nice Corvette. The driver looks up and wishes Johnny a Merry Christmas, but the torch flies away, not wanting to create a fuss. As far as Johnny's concerned, Christmas cheer is not allowed. He's in a bad mood. And they're in Newark, for crying out loud. So once again, the two heroes leave on their quest, searching for Sandman and doing their best. They finally spot Sandy. Lurking below, they land on a roof that's covered in snow. Spidey says he can handle him alone, this villain nearby. Not on your life, glory grabber, is Johnny's reply. They sneak up on Sandman and surround him on each side, and now he's ready to fight, since there's nowhere to hide. So the heroes attack, throwing fists and balls of fire, but Sandman fights back, now that his situation is dire. He can handle these heroes without taking a fall. He grabs Spider-Man by the foot and slams him into a wall. Johnny zaps a billboard. Florida now is what it said. The billboard falls over and on Sandman's head. And he turns himself into cement, and the billboard cracks in pieces, and then he turns into a sandstorm, and his attack on Johnny increases. He smothers Torch's flames, and he starts to fall. Spider-Man starts spinning a web between these two walls. Johnny lands in the net, saved by his bro. They turn back and face their villainous foe. They ram him together. He turns into brick. He's a tough motherfucker. His powers are sick. So for now, it looks like Sandy has won this big bout, as he's knocked both Spider-Man and the Human Torch out. They wake up later. They've been tied with a rope. Sandman says they're done for. They're both out of hope. He kicks them over, and they fall in a tank of water, and Sandman just smiles as he enjoys such a slaughter. He says, Merry Christmas, suckers, and heads on his way, leaving Spidey and Johnny to drown on this day. They're tied to a rope that goes to the floor, and it goes to the roof up near the door. With his head just barely sticking out of the water, Johnny heats up, making his face hotter and hotter. He spits some flames toward the rope, hoping to burn themselves free. The rope catches fire, and it burns like a tree. They escape from the water and out of the tank, but they still have to find Sandman. He needs a good spank. So they head down the street a ways and look down below and see Sandman climbing into the window of a two-story bungalow. Inside, they find Sandman, who's now a well-dressed guy, wearing a purple suit and a garish orange tie. He's not ready to fight. He's not ready to riot. He sees Spidey and Torch, tells them to, shh, be quiet. In the next room is an old woman who's waiting, which, for Spidey and Torch, must be infuriating. It's an annual Christmas tradition that's hard to believe, but Sandman visits his mom on every Christmas Eve. He tells the two heroes that she's old and she's sick, so stop with the fighting and don't be a dick. Spidey and Torch agree to let Sandman visit his mom. They say that they'll be quiet. They say they'll be calm. Spidey even pulls out a gift he intended for Gwen and gives it to Sandman to give to his mother when he goes in. They agree to give Sandman 5 minutes and wait outside, and he says he'll come back out and go to jail. The dude totally lied. While waiting, Sandman thinks of his Aunt May, oh what a pistol, and Johnny thinks of his girlfriend, the Inhuman named Crystal. They head back inside. The 5 minutes have passed. They look around for Sandman, ready to kick his dumb ass. But they look everywhere, in the house, all around. But that slippery Sandman, well, he's nowhere to be found. While they're not able to find that villainous creep, they do see his mother, peacefully asleep. They look in a sink and see Sandy Bits. He's escaped down the drain. Well, that's just a pits. So they give up the chase, thinking they'll get him some other time. They have no more time this night to fight any crime. As he flies away, Johnny's starting to feel better again. He writes in the sky, "Peace on earth and goodwill to men." The end.
Crunching below my feet, and all the Christmas lights are shining on houses up and down my street, and I can see the happy families inside. If only for a moment, it's Christmas time. I think I see the children down the street. Here they come caroling. They sing, oh.